From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the Gaza Strip today, Palestinians returned to work after a four-day holiday to find their cars being checked by uniformed Palestinian security forces. It's the largest display of law enforcement by the Palestinian Authority since early in the four-year-old Intifada. Gazans hope a recent lull in violence will develop into a lasting ceasefire. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, Palestinian and Israeli officials say that is far from certain.
From the moment you cross into northern Gaza from the Erez border, the change is clear. Palestinian uniforms are back. From the bright red berets and olive green shirts to the various camouflage uniforms, security men are out on the streets, for the moment not worried about being targeted by Israeli soldiers watching from not too far away. The security forces aren't supposed to talk to reporters, but away from the microphone, some of them say if they did come across Palestinians armed with mortars or Qassam rockets, they wouldn't hesitate to stop an attack by any means necessary. So far, that resolve has not been tested. The orchards and farmlands east of Beit Hanun are green from the winter rains. Today, the only tension comes from a guard dog, luckily on a short chain, that leaps from its hiding place inside a 55-gallon drum lying on its side. Young Palestinian farm boys quiet the dog and return to their digging amid newly planted olive trees. Nearby, Ali Izanin surveys the wide muddy scar arcing across his fields, a track made by Israeli bulldozers that uprooted 50-year-old orange and lemon trees following rocket attacks from the area into the nearby Israeli town of Sderot. One such attack killed a 17-year-old Israeli girl last week. Izanin blames both the Israeli army and the Palestinian mortar launchers for the loss of trees that he says produced 7 tons of fruit a year. He agrees with new President Mahmoud Abbas that these attacks are useless. Izanin was among thousands of Palestinians stuck for days in Egypt after a Palestinian bombing prompted Israel to close the Rafah border crossing.
Yeah, I'm completely against it because it was never in the interest of the Palestinian people. For example, this blow up in the border of Rafah. All these people who wanted to travel, all these students who wanted to continue their education, they could not follow it because of this closure. So I think all the rockets is only bad for us.
But Izanin also remembers the shattered bodies of 5 Gaza farm boys, like the ones digging nearby, killed by an Israeli tank shell. He says peace has to come from both sides. This is where the ceasefire talks could hit a snag. Palestinian officials say there's an agreement in principle for a period of quiet, but no official ceasefire. Hamas and other armed factions say it won't last if Israel doesn't meet their demands. Abu Taher, spokesman for local branches of the Fatah-linked Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, recites some of the conditions.
That Israel should declare that they are completely stopping as well all of their attacks against our lands and against our people, to move away all the checkpoints, to stop all the assassinations and all the arresting against the Palestinian people.
Israel rejects that notion. Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Israeli Army Radio that the government need make no concessions in return for a Palestinian ceasefire. Israelis say it will be a de facto ceasefire, lasting only as long as Abbas manages to curtail the militants. Palestinian analyst Talal Okal says despite their violent reputations, the Islamist factions, such as Hamas, are less likely to break this fragile calm than the relatively undisciplined, fractious groups linked to the movement led by the new president, known familiarly as Abu Mazen.
The big problem of Abu Mazen will not be with Hamas and the other oppositions, but will be more with the militant groups of Fatah, like Al-Aqsa Brigades.
Those problems will come later, though. For now, Palestinians are happy to see their own uniforms on the streets, and Mahmoud Abbas is looking for Arab and international support to help craft something sturdier than this hour-by-hour ceasefire. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.